And welcome to Hasan Jaffer's astrology show, It's All in the Stars. And have we got a surprise for you today. In fact, this one is going to be with us all the time. And it's my very, very dear friend who's going to be our host, and her name is Ingrid. Hi, Ingrid.
Hi, Hasan. How are you today?
Thank you. It's so nice to have somebody with Mercury in the sign of Leo. It brings out the best in me. She's actually Virgo with Mercury in Leo.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
How long have we known each other? About almost 20 years now.
You and I?
Yes.
Almost.
Yes. Maybe a past life connection. Okay, well, you know, we have some listeners also on the line, and the number to call is 1-888-268-4313. It's for North America. If you're calling from outside, and then you can call 1-281-419-7696. But for the time being, I'll give the number to Ingrid.
Number once again is 1-888-268-4313.
Okay, Ingrid. So we're going to talk about so many different things, and I'm going to be leaving it up to you directly. Now, next week I won't be here, but the week after that he's back again. And Don, our good friend Don, is online in the studios right now. They're moving to Paradise, California. Can you imagine what a beautiful place?
That's a beautiful name, Hasan. Paradise. Yeah.
Actually, it's interesting that her Lexus, you know, she's got this beautiful white Lexus, and its name is what? Angel, White Angel. And she's a Marilyn Monroe lookalike, I have to tell you this, you know. She's an actress, actually, and really beautiful blonde hair.
That's on you too much.
Well,
thank you for that compliment.
Thanks. We are going to be, you know, we'll talk about relationships also today. Because people have so many different questions about that. And we have about 5 or 6 trial runs, and then we'll get into some real topics and call-in shows. I mean, we'll have a lot of call-ins from all around. I haven't let, you know, 99% of my clients don't even know. We have like 15,000 clients around the world. But
they don't even know about this radio show.
Maybe only like 100 people know about it maximum, you know. But I haven't even told them about it because I'm also making a really dynamic website, and we have so many different things coming up. Even our newsletters will be completely personalized. And till that happens, that's about 3-4 weeks for that. And once all of that is done, then we can really deliver all these things. Even my reports, you know, we used to print them out and give it. And now we can do it right on online. I'm doing it. I'm doing a massive database where people, let's say a child's report video. You can actually compare the child with Mozart and Bruce Lee. And so we put in all these things.
But to all the famous stars, you can compare your own personal chart.
That's right, yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people would find that very interesting.
Yes.
So you just basically would pick one of your favorite celebrities.
Yeah. No, but also what you do is we compare their chart. Like you have Mercury and Leo. Like Bill Clinton was born with that. And some of the best orators are born with that. And so if somebody has Mercury in Aquarius, after Neptune, for example, then Chopin was born with that, or Mozart was born with that, for example. So when we say that these are the qualities, then people can actually direct their children in the right area.
And all this information will be on the website.
On the website, that's right.
That's fantastic.
And I want absolutely no human interaction almost for certain parts of it, for the reports and all that. Like people can go on the website, put their date of birth down, different place of birth, get an instant report, like a one-page report. And then if they like it, then it goes to the whole e-commerce and everything, then get the whole thing sent them by HTML. So I can just focus on putting the best information on it.
So can we actually tell the people that information, or is that confidential for now?
We will be, as soon as ready, we'll do it. I mean, for now, of course, they can order. You know, we have only like 50 Moon Magics left, that's it. How do you like the Moon Magic? You've been reading it,
yeah? I can't live without it. It's something. It's like a Bible to your life.
People really get hooked to it, you know?
It's amazing. Like, day by day, you just basically look at it, read it, and digest it, and follow it.
Just one column replies to you, and that's it.
It's
every time,
how accurate it is.
Yeah, every time it's in the 12th house, you always feel run down and tired. Every time it's in the 8th house, you always get money. It's really interesting not to beat the system. I know I shouldn't be saying it here, but let's you get a ticket. And most of the time, yes, you feel that the ticket is unfair, especially.
Like a parking ticket? Or a speeding
ticket?
No, this
is for speeding, yes. Speeding or any of the other tickets, no? And if you just wait for moon is in the 8th house, that's it. Either they're going to show. Or somehow, you know, there's a real luck aspect you'll get out. But that day, the judge was very nice. He had given a ticket to you. I mean, he had allowed this thing for 3 people before you.
So hold on here, Hasan. Are you basically saying
By the way, I think we have a caller online.
Oh, do we really? We have a caller on the line.
Hello?
No. No.
Okay.
Or,
yeah. Actually, you know, if you get a tone, it's a high pitched tone, then that means you have a problem in the mic. Now you were saying,
what I was saying was that basically you shouldn't, beat.
Absolutely.
Or be naughty.
Absolutely.
Unless you're in the 8 house.
Actually, I remember, you know, at one time I was, I parked my car and I didn't have a FMS with me. So I just left there and I was moving to the 8 house for sure. And when I came back, the cop was just coming to give the ticket, and the parking attendant was just giving the ticket. So I knew that I must be just going to my 9th house. So I knew exactly where the moon was that time. Because I didn't get the ticket. It was just like the last minute, 5 minutes I caught it. So it's really interesting how astrology can help you. But you know, I was thinking that, sometimes I wish that, I'm really happy that I've gone into astrology and all that, but it's a real calling. It's like a dedication for life. And once you get so much into it, it's like reading a Chinese newspaper. You know, when you look at it, you cannot understand a word.
Right.
I wish I could become like that.
Right.
And then just read my moon magic, for example, just apply it to myself. Because when you get too much, it's not that you lose, things for yourself. Of course, we really enjoy it. But for normal people, I would not really recommend getting too much into astrology. Everybody thinks it's very easy. It's not. It really gets you in it. And then it's like a lifetime, a time. Like even 10 lifetimes would be enough.
It's like a lifestyle change.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like for almost like, you're spending your whole lifetime just know about like 5-10% of astrology itself.
You're basically consumed by the idea of
that's
astrology.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the word. Completely consumed by it. So the best thing, I think the best thing is just to, take the moon magic, for example, or the reports, and just apply it for yourself and for your needed sense without any calculation whatsoever.
Very basic, very simple, very easy to understand.
And here's typical 2010 and 2011, what's happening in your life.
Right.
You can see what you're going up or down in life. All those aspects completely.
No, I agree with you. I mean,
yeah.
You've made it very simple, very easy to read and understand,
yeah.
As opposed to other astrological books out there that are completely...
Absolutely. And I'm not saying because I want to sell the book or something, that's not a bad way. You know, we get sold out with these anyway. It's just that I want people to start utilizing this thing right away as much as they can, because every month the same theme repeats itself.
No, you're right. It's an amazing tool.
Yeah.
It's an amazing
tool. Every time it's in the second house, for example, try to stay away from spending money at that time, because you'll always, 90% of the time, you'll buy out of junk, or you'll say, I wish I hadn't bought that one, you'll buy some lemon. Or when it's in the 12th house, you go to Barbados, and your all your luggage, goes to Hong Kong, and then you're chasing half the way back and forth, and half your vacation is gone just like that.
For the average person that is getting into astrology and that really doesn't understand the house aspect, how would you explain that in simple terms?
Well, in my book, as you know, as you have said, that there are only 12 areas of your life. And the first house represents all your personality. It means in the first house, you get much more, you spend money on, or let's say Venus is in the first house. And it'll tell you, you don't have to remember what Venus is and all that. It just says number one. You just read the number one paragraph.
Right.
Which will say, for example, it's an excellent time for you to get new hairstyles and new tanning, get designer clothes, like anything that looks good and enhances yourself.
Right.
If it's number two, then your earnings increase. And the source of earnings, something which is very gratifying for you.
So that's like work related.
That's right.
Right.
And if it's, for example, if it's in the fourth house, it's number four, you end up beautifying your home. Everywhere, wherever there's Venus, you'll have harmony and beauty in that area. You'll buy beautiful paintings at that time for home.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in the fifth house, you'd have beautiful children. If you're having children,
that's the time to make love and make babies.
You know, I'm too shy to express these things on the air. You guys are too Western for me.
Well, let's see if there's any callers that are listening. The number once again is 1-888-268-4313, 4313. And that's the Hassan live show on astrology.
And also, if people want to compare their chart with somebody and with their husband, wife, mistress, and existing relationships to improve their relationship, because the two three things are very important relationships. First of all, it's a Mercury position. Then we compare that. And we have a report for that also, by the way. The friends and intimates is called.
I'm sure a lot of people could use that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So how does that report work?
You know, the first people who call me, well, these two men and two women. I told them, I said, I'm sorry, it's not really geared for that yet. I'm not the end. I just can't get myself to. I think it's called a soul marriage or something. I think it's called a marriage. Because I said, you know, marriage should be something where you can immortalize your genes. That means you can have a baby. You can have children. You can have a 1,000 years from now, you immortalize your love because you have great, great, great grandchildren. Then, I mean, that to me, you should call marriage. Other things you call, I think, civil union or something. But our relationships, we do have both friends and intimate relationships. So it compares every aspect with the communication. Two people have very good communication with each other.
Hi, Hassan. I think we have a caller. Hello.
Hello.
You're live on the air with Hassan.
Well, hi. It's my first time listening.
Hi. Can I ask what your name is, please?
Karen.
Karen, and where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Ohio. Thanks for joining Hassan and I. How can we help you with today?
What information do you need for an astrological reading?
Yeah. What's your date of birth?
3/10/57.
So what is your name?
3/10/57.
March 10th. You know, it's interesting. In Canada, they always say March 7th or something. In the States, they always say 3/10 like that or 10/2.
So Karen, that was March, correct?
Right.
Right.
Okay, Karen, you have an extremely intuitive and very, very sensitive chart. You're a very psychic chart, actually. Your chart reminds me of many singers and many counselors. People are into counseling, guiding, helping people, and nursing, etc. They are like that. You know, with all your friends, you must be excellent like that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Celine Dion is born with Mercury Venus conjunction in Pisces, just like you.
Oh.
And you have what you call a triple grand trine in water signs. This gives a lot of empathy, compassion, feeling, sensitivity. However, many of these planets are squared by Saturn, which makes you very inhibited, much more cautious. So I'm not sure how much of your potential will you even realize. Do you even realize that you're talented?
Yes, but I don't know how to.
You've got an internal block, you know. Like,
yeah.
Just be yourself. Like, it's not you who created yourself. Like, when I'm praising this chart, I'm not praising you. I'm praising the God who created you.
Because
we cannot even create a dust particle. So, when you do not use this talent in such a way, you know, in music, in dancing, you should pick up some salsa dancing. That's the first thing I would recommend in your chart.
Karen, do you like to dance?
I dance around the house with my grandchildren.
Actually, you'd be a much better grandmother than a mother. Because you love to tell stories. You must be really good at telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got this wild imagination. But you're going through a bit of a very stressful period from last July, August, which finishes in about 2 weeks' time. When your immune system is down. And do you know what time you were born?
No.
At all.
Do you have an idea of whether it was in the morning or night?
I don't. I think it would be early morning.
Early morning?
I have no idea.
Okay. But you're going through a bit of what we call an accident configuration. That just don't do any bungee jumping or anything this transit.
Mm-hmm.
But and this is not going to finish for some time. In fact, from this summer till next summer, but in a woman's chart, it usually applies to men, like sons, for example, husband, boyfriend, like male members of the family. They'll have to be more careful of any, that they don't do any daring adventures type of thing. And by the way, this whole year is fantastic for vacation, for learning. Even getting on this show, that's a Jupiter aspect. There's a certain luck element. Because in a very spiritual, philosophical frame of mind from end of last year, that goes on to like August, September. Any questions you'd like to ask?
Well, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
So
a lot of what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, actually, we are moving on the studios, you know, to Paradise, California from next week. I won't be here next week, but the week after Wednesday will start again. But once we do that, I think it'd be much better. You'll find the whole equipment and everything. It'd be much easier.
Yes.
Yeah. But maybe you can increase the volume on your side.
Mm-hmm.
But any questions you'd like to ask?
You said my immune system was down?
At the moment, yes.
Yeah, I've been like sick for a month.
You feel that, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, like it's like having a flu and then going to a doctor. Like, doctors don't like to perform any surgery or anything when your immune system is down. So that's what you've got to be a bit careful of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's finishing by about the first week of February. Right after the first week of February, it'll become much better. But you're also an extremely sensitive and emotional person also, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would suggest is, you know, when you go near the ocean, near the water, near the beach, it's fantastic for that. And all the sunsets, because you respond to all of that. And make sure you're not around sick people, because you'll fall sick. Mm-hmm. Because you have this like empathetic pains when people are sick, you become like that.
Oh, I know. I take everybody's illness.
Extremely, extremely. I think, you know, you remember Edgar Cayce, the psychic? He was born with all these Pisces planets like you.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so you're extremely impressionable, quite gullible, yet you have a nice supervisory aspect, and you have a very sensitive hand, like almost slightly moist, but at the same time it's firm as well. And so I was just you know, for about 2-3 weeks, take nice bubble baths, go into the ocean, in the water, listen to some beautiful music. I'm going to play one little thing which applies exactly to your type of chart. See, this music, which has sort of a melodic minor scale to it, this is exactly your chart. See, Ingrid, you know when all these violins and cellos come up and somebody's just tugging you?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly Karen's charge. Just listen for 2 seconds and here it comes. And that's where the violins and cellos join in. So this is all.
Are you still there, Karen?
The what?
So yeah. Do you have any help for my blockages? You said, is it blocking me from my full psychic potential? What you
want
him
getting blocked from his full psychic potential?
You are, but you know, if you take up something, what I would suggest is you should take up some palmistry as opposed to astrology, because you don't really like calculations that much. But in palmistry, at least you have something to go by. When you leave it purely to intuition, it's a lot of stress on you. But on the palmistry, for example, when you, like, your brain line is totally joined to the lifeline. And without even seeing your hand, I can predict that. Like, if you see, you know, you're on the hand, when you, the lifeline is the one that goes all around the thumb. The one above that is called the headline.
Should she be looking at her right hand or her left hand?
The hand that you write with.
Yeah.
So what hand do you write with, Karen?
Right-handed.
Right-handed.
Yeah. By the way, was there anybody left-handed in your family?
My grandchildren use both hands.
Right.
They both use both hands. That's interesting.
Oh, I see. Because you were actually supposed to be left-handed or spelling things backwards. When you're young, they don't really allow them. Yeah.
What was that, Karen?
When I was younger, I taught myself to use both my hands.
Oh, you did? So you also use both your hands.
Yeah. And she's versatile, actually, no? Yeah. But I would suggest, you know, that you need some action. You see, when Ingrid speaks, you know, there's a lot of enthusiasm and bounce in her voice. That's Mercury being in a fire sign. You have Mercury in a water sign. When people are in stress or when people are sick, when they speak to you, you have this, what I call, comfortable sadness to your voice. That's a Mercury in Pisces theme. That can also really pull you down. Like if somebody sick comes to you and they'll become well, but you'll fall sick the next day.
Mm.
You know, the power of prayers or realization of truth, for example, that's all your thing.
So realization of truth, would that be part of her intuition?
Extremely. But it's too much intuition. She needs, she needs something like palmistry, something concrete which you can develop. It's not pure logic. Like when the brain line is joined, for example, it means the person is much more cautious, much more hesitant. When it's separate, it's much more daring, adventurous, when you take chances, the last minute type of thing.
Now, Karen, would you be interested in palmistry?
Well, actually, I have a book on it. But I've never really dived into it that much.
That's what I would recommend for you, because once you have that as a support, or for example, let's say when you get my moon magic, let's say if you want to get my moon magic, it will make you an astrologer in about 5 minutes, guaranteed. Then you can use that along with your own intuition, because you know it's being backed by something very strong. Or for example, my reports. I mean, it took me 6 months to write those 6,000 paragraphs that go in it. So they're very, very comprehensive, and it's only probably 5-10% of my potential, so I'm slowly making it much better. And once you have something behind you like that, my new book will be coming out. It's called Revelations of the Hands. And it'll be coming out very soon, actually. It's with the printers now. And I was thinking of making an audio CD also. Like Ingrid keeps telling me, and I should use that. Because once we have it on audio, it'll be much easier for people to understand.
Well, that way we can reach people like Karen and reach more people around the world, right?
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any other questions, Karen?
No, I don't. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Ohio.
Okay. Such a beautiful chart, you know?
He does.
Yeah.
He has a beautiful chart. I was looking
at it. Real psychic chart. And, but, you know, people think, you see, because when they look at television or radio, they hear all these charlatans there. They're like business people. And they're totally, some of them are totally like demonic charts. I'm so amazed, you know. And
you know, we have another caller, Hassan. Hello, you're live with Hassan.
Hi. This is Nadia from Houston.
I'm sorry, say your name again.
Nadia.
Nadia from Houston. Hello. Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
And
can we ask you for your birth date?
Sure, it's March 17th, 1988.
March, we have another March. March 17th, 1988.
Yeah.
So we're just...
Is there another caller there?
Is there another caller?
Nadia, do you know what time you were born?
Let me ask. 12:30 in the morning.
That people, when they call in, that they also know the time that they're born.
If they can, that helps people.
12:30,
or even if they have an idea.
This is a very, very nurturing chart. Wow. Her parents must absolutely dote on her, and her grandparents, especially because of Pisces theme. See, her chart is very similar. Nadia, your chart is very similar to the lady who called before. You have Mercury and Moon in Pisces. And you have a very nice aspect. You don't have the inhibition that she had. She was much more cautious, much more hesitant. You actually accomplish a lot. You have a very good entrepreneurial aspect as well, and which is not the same as a business aspect. Like, you're not selfish enough to be truly your own boss. You'd be excellent for community work and volunteer work and even in singing. You're very literally talented, actually. And you're quite versatile, and you can do several things and do them well. Now, you have a Mercury-Pluto trine. And I'm also born with this aspect. This is it's like a genetic trait in a person's life. Your grandparents or parents must have been, there must have been somebody very wise in your family, somebody like a saint in your family.
Was there a saint in your family?
No.
Or somebody very deeply spiritual. What was your sign? Do you know anything about your grandfather?
Well, he's religious.
I'm sorry, say that again?
He's religious, is that what you're trying to say?
I see. Because there's a deep spiritual aspect in your chart. You see, your talent shows up in crisis situations. Like, everybody who needs help, all your friends will be coming to you for counseling, guiding, helping people. When it comes to love matters, relationships, you are a total one-man woman. And I don't mean one on Monday, one on Tuesday. You're an extremely loyal person. You will also like the old things which have history about them. So, right, the first letter that you ever got, the first pictures, and all the old things, what other people might consider even antiques. They don't have to be antiques, but things with historical elements about them. Now, you have a Venus Jupiter conjunction. This is an extremely wealthy aspect for old jewelry, for real estate, land, perhaps for owning property also. You have like a teacher's chart, but you also will have a lot of property and so much of love around you, I say. Now, another thing in your chart with that, Venus being in Taurus is an extremely romantic placement. It reminds me of the color pink, you know. But the Piscean part is the same comfortable sadness that I said before. So yes. Literary talents, writing, and do you write also?
I'm not.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm kind of into art.
I see. Yeah, both art and music in you, actually, you know. You have a very strong feeling for that. You know, when you were born, by the way, if you go to the library and check the heading when you were born, you will find that the real estate market had just gone up when you were born.
Oh.
Exactly that time. So that's a very, very strong aspect. So I think you will have a lot of property also. But the only area that you will have to be very careful is the kneecap. Kneecap and that part does show a little bit in your chart. You have to be more careful.
Nadia, were you able to find out the time you were born?
12:30 in the morning.
12:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's put that in my...
12:30. Chart. And where were you born?
I was born in London.
In London.
In England?
Yeah.
Wow. England.
That's also very important. It's also the place in the world that you're
born. Yeah, then
we
can see exactly where everything is. Yeah. Okay, in your chart, you have... Oh, yeah, Sagittarius rising light. You have Da Vinci. You know what? You are going to be known for your preaching, my dear. You have Leo right on top of the chart. You have Da Vinci. Elvis was born with that also. Very good for communication, actually. And the artistic side now shows up very strong. You have Venus in your fifth house, actually. Fifth house is all artistic pursuits. And Venus itself, not only that, but into your decoration, into your design. Mm-hmm. And your chart reminds me of the Renaissance painters. You know, they had that, the old Baroque paintings and...
Well, Nadia said she was an artist. Are you
yeah, that's it? Exactly yeah. The fifth house scene. It's beautiful. Really, and she has a Venus-Neptune trine. That gives a really nice seductive aura. You must be quite beautiful and magnetic and very photogenic.
I think our caller is blushing.
Well, you didn't make yourself, Nadia. I'm praising God, you know, who made you.
Yeah. Nadia, do you have any questions for Hassan?
I was actually wondering, like, what would be the best career field?
Well, the best career in your chart, you have Leo in your ninth house. That's what you'd be famous for. And Leo indicates areas of fame, and ninth house represents your philosophy, the way you preach.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have exactly the same aspects also. So even though I'm an engineer by profession, but I couldn't care less of the carbon content of steel, but I'm known for my astrology. So that is aspects that is showing up in your chart.
Okay.
And so the Leo part, some element of, now mind you, art is a form of communication as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a very strong, but you will definitely be involved with children and old people a lot.
Okay.
Okay, my dear. Very, very successful chart, and all the planets are moving up in your chart now.
Oh, nice.
And this is a very good year, by the way, for family reunions and in the family, if they are, especially for brothers, sisters, if they're buying or selling a property. This is an excellent year, right till about August, September.
Hassan, maybe we can explain to the listeners what the planets rising up in your chart means.
Yeah, see, when you start becoming more and more involved with the public, like when the planets are down, you tend to keep a low profile, but you're coming into a fame element in your chart. Like, this is a very good year for you, both for art and for learning, even for languages. Till about August, September, you should really start writing all your ideas. But what I like is that you're supposed to make a difference in the life of the masses. That's a very, very rare aspect. Only about 2% of the masses are born with that. I am also born with that. Sometimes you have to pay a price for it. And since you have those Piscean planets, sometimes it indicates that the parents were... By the way, you have both conscious and the subconscious awareness of truth. Like, you know, when you have prophetic dreams. And now, I'm not sure if you remember your dreams. Do you remember your dreams?
No, not recently.
You should really, really try to make an effort to remember your dreams, because you will see the Saturn touching off the moon makes you slightly anemic, gives you slightly lower blood pressure, and which may be good for you, but it also inhibits your subconscious. But you have a very clear aspect when you get prophetic dreams, and when you can understand by the tonal quality of the voice what the person is saying, especially when people are in crisis situations, you sense it very easily. But even psychology, I think you will be taking some psychology. I think you should take some aspect of math education, because you will somehow change the education system. You have a natural knack for this. And, art is a natural passion of yours, which you'll be doing. But I think you should also pursue some aspect of, it doesn't have to be just writing. You can make DVDs and videos. See, some of the technology that is coming up in the next 2-3 years will really cater to your type of, you've got this beautiful imagination. And you don't have the means to use that yet. In about 2-3 years' time, you'll see all kinds of holograms and holography and virtual teachers and everything. Because your personality is going to be important, you're very philosophical, and you want to influence the masses. Okay, my dear?
Okay.
And by the way, you are going to get a lot of proposals this year. Of course, your parents are going to keep an eye on that, I'm sure.
Does your daddy have a shotgun?
She's got a lot of love there. Okay, my
good
dear.
For you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, Nadia.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you. I forgot to mention that people who are born under signs of Cancer, Leo, and Virgo, and also Libra, are fantastic for her. Because they touch up from the best aspects, like parents, grandparents, like that. Okay, my dear?
Thank you.
Take care, welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
By the way, our website, you know our website, yes? Astrotrends.net, ASTROTRENDS.net. And my own number is 416-497-9000.
And that's, you could reach him day or night, Hassan.
That's only for certain people, you know. And just calls me at 2 o'clock in the morning. Flying to Las Vegas.
Well, see, that's another thing that we can mention to the viewers is that, you know, if you have, let's say, something that you want to know, for example, flight patterns, I'm a very, very big believer in that. I mean, how many times have you told me things that would probably happen, not because of psychicness, but because of the chart. I remember the one time I flew to Florida and Miami, and what happened was you told me not to check any luggage. Well, that was very difficult for me as a woman. I had to downsize my luggage just into one carry-on, and when I did that, I wasn't sure if I believed you 100%, but then I did it last minute, and I thank you to this day. so very much, because basically 6 to 12 people on my flight had lost their luggage.
Really?
So it was absolutely amazing, because it blew my mind when I found out there was about 2 or 3 of them in our hotel that actually hadn't received their luggage yet.
Really?
And, you know, it was remarkable, because I'm sure I was going to be one of them.
What was interesting is, you know, when you came back from Florida, remember your husband, he's sort of a believer, but lost the keys.
That's another one. That's really recently when we got back on another trip. You had mentioned to me to take very good care of a set of keys of mine. And I thought, my heavens, I'm watching everything, taking care of everything. And I hid them so well in the house just before I had left that when I got back, I couldn't find them. It was just incredible that you had actually predicted that.
But we couldn't find the keys. Remember, the husband was getting a ticket, and he said,
where it would be. We found them, and I called you, and I said, you were right that we did lose the keys, but we didn't lose the keys in Miami. We actually lost the track of where
That's
we put the keys when we left for the trip, because we hid them so well.
That's right.
Well,
and because, and I saw, it's, you know, it's like what I call divine logic, like Moon was in Scorpio when he came back. I think we can, unless something happened on one phone. Don, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, great. Okay. I think somehow, Ingrid, I think got off here. You can still talk, Ingrid. We can still be here.
Did you need me to do anything, like bring her back?
If you can, please.
Certainly. Stay with me.
Thanks, lad. I like, you see, Don is so cool.
He's cool.
You know, he's all these alien stuff. He's a Sagittarius too, like me. But he's got these Aquarius planets and Capricorn. He's got Mercury and Capricorn, like Elvis was born with that. It's interesting. Some of the best poets were born with that. And these people don't speak much. They're like very few words. And
well, we have to go off the air for about 2 minutes to get her back on the other line. So we're going to go off the air. Listen, we'll be right back. Stay with us. All right, we're ringing her up.
Hello?
Yeah,
back on.
Hello,
I'm back on. Okay. Are we on there?
You know, your voice has a slight echo and gives that real interesting psychic effect.
We're on the air.
Yes. Well, the number to call is 1-888-268-4313, and you're on Hassan Dapper's astrology show, It's All in the Stars.
Sorry about that. We had a little bit of technical difficulty.
Yes. And
we're back on.
But I love having you here, you know, Ingrid. It's so nice because we can talk about so many different topics. You know, my world events, till 2017, that's another thing interesting for people to get. And it's 11 by 17. And see how many things that we predicted. You know, in 1986, I wrote about the stealth bombers being used in Mideast. We haven't even seen what it looks like because Pluto was in Scorpio at that time. Now the Pluto in Sagittarius, which is all these things that I said, till 2008 November. That's when I predicted peace all around the world. And all the religious aspects going on, the judicial system changing, the education system. And before something changes, it has to come to a crisis point first. And that's exactly what's happening, all these themes that I said. And then there's like a geological revolution, the Palestinian state, et cetera, by November 2008. I have a feeling there'll be an international status to Jerusalem, actually, you know. And I have a very strong feeling about that.
Now, can viewers actually see this on your website?
Not this whole thing. Some predictions you will see, but this one they have to order, actually.
Okay.
I might make it available on as an, not ebook, like they'll be able to download it at some point. And, now, we'd also talked about monarchy. You see, this year, there are 2-3 days. I was looking at in February 29th, I believe it was, yesterday I was in X-Zone, you see, around the world also, and I looked at that date, but it was actually near June, 9th and 29th of June, I believe. Now, people in the monarchy have to be very careful. Like, see, last August we had said, and King Fahd passed away last year, and the Emir of Dubai passed away about 2 weeks ago. And so the monarchy, they are a bit in danger, especially when it comes to the heart. And even in England, same thing. I think Prince Philip, you might have to be very careful as well, but especially June, July. And now the 16th generation is going to a major, it's like a bit of a nightmare scene. The entire age group. You know, I talked about Sean Penn also. And
it's 11 o'clock.
And his brother just passed away, actually, you know. I don't know if you know that or not. Because one of my actresses, clients, she just wrote to me today that his brother passed away. Do you know that?
No, when did he actually pass
away? Sean Penn. And he's going through the same nightmare scene. He's got the same Neptune Scorpio, born in the 60s. And the entire age group. So, and it's very strange aspects of people feel like crying the blues and the immune system is down. So just hang in there. Those of you who are born in the 60s, just hang in till about the first 2 weeks of February. That's it. And from last July, Mars making a station in just one sign and opposing Neptune continuously. Normally it happens only for one or two weeks. But this time it's there like about the second week of February and then it goes away. It's a very obsessive aspect. Now imagine I was born with it. And it's like a worst drug addict's chart you've seen, my chart. Now, everything that I do, of course, is an obsession. But I'm not, my obsessions are music and art and all these things. And that's why, as you know, I always keep my, you know, even my piano right next to me that I can just play. I always keep it with me. Even at 2 o'clock in the morning, I keep it always handy with me. But I've never taken a drop of alcohol in my life. I have absolutely no idea what beer tastes like, what champagne tastes like. But everything that I do becomes an obsession. So, well, the obsession is beyond your control. What you do with it is your free choice. So the entire 60 generation has to be careful of that. Of course, people are born in the 20s and early 30s. They, of course, have also to be careful of heart, but they are quite old anyways, you know. That's why we'll see a lot of movie greats at that time, you know. In our next one, it's like when we'll talk more about relationships, and I'll describe each sign also. And actually, I just want to give a little bit about each sign. And shall we do that, Ingrid?
Yeah, let's do that, Hassan. But before we do that, let's just repeat our number, which is 1-888-268-4313, and that's the Hassan Radio Show for Love with Hassan for Astrology.
I think we have a caller, I think.
Do we have a caller?
No, I didn't hit that.
Okay, the signs of Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, and Aquarius. These four signs, they are going through a major seven-year period. In my Calgary show in November last year, I was talking about Paul Martin, but he's got a tough period coming up, actually, and he just lost election, of course. And he has these Leo planets. So anyone who has Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, and Aquarius planets, throughout this year, so about summer at least, it's got to be, it's like a major new seven-year cycle. So they'll say laying the foundation, the groundwork for the next 7 years. And like I hired a very inefficient secretary under the same transit, under the Saturn aspect of Mercury, which made me very efficient. So, I mean, there's a reason why we tend to set ourselves up for these tests. You can blast these planets off the orbit and you'll still behave as if they're there. So there's a reason. So it's a time to, with Saturn, you never get a lot by doing nothing. So it's like it's a reward period, but you've got to set yourself up for it also. Otherwise, you've got to, everything breaks down, you have to start all over again. Nixon resigned under the height of his power when Saturn was right on top of the chart that he had taken advantage of the law, which is just before you get to the peak. It's a leak aspect. So you always have to recognize that aspect that you set yourself for these things as well. So these four signs, now they are getting some great aspects also, but they might encounter a lot of delays and frustrations. But if you're having delays, like for example, all my reports, you know, for about 2-3 weeks, I've not sent a single report. Now, many people were saying, I have a lot of orders to fulfill, but I told them, I said, listen, I'm not going to do this DOS machine because I didn't like the formatting of this something, so I made up a compiled my own program.
And is a caller on the line?
Hello?
Hi. What's your date of birth?
August 12th.
Yes, and which year?
65.
August 12th, 65. August 12th, 1965. Just give me one sec. Do you have any idea what time you were born?
It was around 11:50 at night.
11:50 at night. And do you know where were you born?
I was born in England.
London?
Yeah.
London. You have moon in Aquarius. You have Mercury in Leo, just like England here. We are having a bit of technical difficulty here, and we got cut off actually. And I was using one phone directly, and the other one from the computer. And suddenly the computer went to a screensaver. I forgot.
Oh.
And so we weren't able to get back because we lost you otherwise. So and get it here later on. I just right off this, I get it here in this end. You have Mercury and Leo just like in it, actually. So the symptoms are also born that gives very, very good oratory skills. And literary talents are also there, of course, since you have a Mercury-Neptune aspect. This is a hallmark of some of the best teachers and also principals. People who understand psychology and the actions of children and old people. And but you are in a lot of stress right now. Your whole immune system is...
I'm in a lot of what?
In a lot of like stress, you know, because the immune system of the body is not well. I mean, it's definitely not up to par right now.
Okay.
Mark is in the middle of it right now. It finishes by about the second week of February, and it been continued from last July actually. That Mars has been going back and forth with that Neptune. That could also be events leading to in your workplace, or the children's health not being the best, for example, and then they are more prone to any common cold, things like that. Do you have any problem in your shoes, like getting the right shoes and all?
Well, my feet have been hurting recently. Yeah, I think I need new shoes.
When you buy shoes, do you find it a bit difficult to, you know, when you buy shoes, it's always either because of the arch or the way the foot is or something?
Yeah, definitely. I have the arch problem.
Yeah, because of that saddening thing. You know, you have a very musical aspect also in your chart, but extremely, extremely caring and unselfish. In fact, Florence Nightingale was born with Venus and Virgo, just like you. And you have a Venus Jupiter aspect, and the Mercury Pluto, just like that that young lady who called before. Are you related to her at all?
To which one?
The one that is the lady who called before. This young, you know, her chart is so serious in some respects. You're much more of a promoter. You're much more dynamic.
Okay.
But she was very, very sensitive. But your chart right now shows that the immune system is a bit down right now, and you tend to enjoy sort of sad songs, I would imagine. You know, John Lennon was born Venus and Virgo, like you.
Oh, okay, I like him.
You like him? You're related to him. Actually, Mick Jagger is Venus and Virgo, too.
Okay.
But that Mercury, you also have Moon aspect to Mercury, which gives a visual perception also. And you must be excellent with children. What do you do?
I'm actually a teacher.
Oh, I see.
Children.
You also have Venus in the fifth house, just like that Nadia, I believe, who had called before. So you both have this artistic side. I think you should probably use that more, because you must be are you related to her?
I think I know who she is, yeah. She sounds...
Oh, because you're a very good promoter. Because since you have Mercury in the sign of Leo, very confident, you have absolutely no doubt in your mind about anything. And if you need anything else, you can always call us at 416-497-9000. Please do visit my website, or just astrotrends.net.
Okay.
And any questions you'd like to ask?
I just want to know what you think health-wise for like maybe next few months.
In your chart, what's happening for the next few months?
Health-wise, yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't understand the last part.
Health-wise, as far as health is concerned?
Oh, health-wise, yes. Well, after about mid-February, this after finishes, so you won't have any problem when you feel like kind of blues and your immune system is down, all that part completely goes away. You've got to be careful of the bladder area in the long run, and also the kidney infection, so make sure you don't take too much sugar, and you drink enough water. And what you're going through, I can see, whether any parents or the grandparents especially, or uncles, the people who are older, they will have to be very careful of the health the last 2-3 months. Because that Mars, that's a very strange aspect. You see, that it's, as I was saying, about 2 months it goes away. Was there any life-threatening situations in your family in the last 6 months?
Any what situation?
Like did anybody pass away in the last 3-4 months?
Yeah, on my dad's side. On one of his brothers.
Was he quite older?
Like late 70s.
I see. Because that's a Neptune aspect, you see. So that Mars, that but you yourself have been feeling a bit run down, I would imagine, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to finish in about 2-3 weeks' time. I guarantee you'll become much, much better.
Okay.
And later on, you see that in your case, the planets are right at the very bottom. That's where there are usually genetic ties on that you wake up the health, especially your heart. And the planets are slowly moving up. That means you'll become more and more involved with the public. Especially in your workplace, you'll get a lot of opportunities.
Oh.
By the way, your children are supposed to be, there's a same element with your children. So there's a definite same element there.
Which element?
Yes. For your children, yes.
Okay.
It definitely shows children very artistic and musical and very beautiful, actually. That's because of that Leo Virgo Libra theme.
Okay.
And there's definite same elements with them because your own potential is reflected in the children's chart also. So when you're supposed to be on the stage, but you are quite shy also. And yet, I'm sure when you speak, people can actually, or when you write, they can definitely see that aspect. Okay, my dear?
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Bye.
I'm just going to hand over to Ingrid Merritt this morning.
Okay, we're just waiting for Hassan to hook back on the other line, as he was using mine. We're just having a few little technical difficulties. But we're going to get past them. But we're hoping you're going to enjoy the show, and thanks for listening. And once again, the phone number to reach us at is 1-888-268-4313. And we have another caller. And hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Jeremy.
Jeremy, and Jeremy, where are you from?
I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona. And what is your date of birth, please?
It's May 8th.
May 8th, and the year?
1956.
1956.
Yes.
And could you also tell me what time you were born?
It's 2:53.
2:53 exactly, in the morning or in the afternoon?
Let me check. I have it real quick.
Right now?
So, yeah, 2:53 a.m. in Kansas City, Missouri.
So you have that on your birth certificate. 2:53, that's perfect. Is it a.m.?
Yep.
A.m.
KC,
and, where were you born? What city?
Kansas City.
Kansas.
Okay. City.
Sorry, say that again?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Yep.
And I'm going to pass you over to Hassan, and he will read you your chart.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
You have an extremely bright chart, very versatile, and you can do several things and do them well. And in fact, you're quite a genius, actually. Except that you also have this pseudo-Mercury square like Jean-Paul Sartre in existentialism. So you've got this almost macabre, all this sort of sarcastic wit, where you can violate the divine truth. That's what you've got to be very careful of. Although you're sensitive to sunsets and ocean and water, the thing which I like about you is that you love good food. And, you know, like in the restaurants, and your best meetings will be in the restaurants. In fact, Natalie Portman was born with Venus in Cancer like you. This is a very nurturing side to you. So although you're very nurturing, you love good food, right?
Yeah, I do, but I learned to stop eating in restaurants because I've been so disappointed.
Oh, yes, yeah. You'd be totally anti-establishment. You remind me of these hackers, you know, people who are with that Mercury, all these conspiracy theories. That's exactly your chart. You'd be a great spy. But even your own cooking, when you can cook yourself, it'll taste really good.
Yeah.
So that area, you're very healing. You're very normal in that aspect. You're very nurturing. But when it comes to your mind, when it comes to religion, etc., you are too... your chart reminds you of Nostradamus in terms of timing. You have Pisces rising, you have Scorpio right on top of the ninth house. It's almost like a bitterness against the church and the priest.
Hmm.
And but you are too intelligent and too smart for your own good. Like, you need a bit more of the realization of truth. The reason you should go to church or any place of worship is not because of sermon, but because it brings a better and a king together.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, you know, when you go to a ball game, you can watch it at home, but it's so much nicer when you share it with other people. So just for that aspect, I would say yes. Because you do have a philosophical side that's extremely rational and intellectual. Like, you try to understand God. And if you can understand God, the best man God, it's beyond our comprehension.
Mm.
You have Mercury in Gemini, like, actually, Madame Anil was also born with that aspect, too. And Mercury, and also Bob Hope was born with that. Gives a nice wit very good technical side to you as well. The only thing you have to be very careful of is the back, the spine. Any back problems that you have to be very careful of.
Where do you see that?
The what?
Where do you see the back issues?
You mean astrologically?
Yes.
It's at Mars being in Aquarius in your chart.
Really?
And,
very good.
And okay. Also, it's aspect to that. It's a wide aspect of Pluto. If not, no astrology will take it, but I'm sure it's there. It's very close to 12th house in your chart.
Mm-hmm.
So that part definitely, it's a long term. You have to be very careful of.
Mm-hmm.
And so any back-related things, you have a very active nervous system also. So you need some good sleep. So I would suggest melatonin. You should take some melatonin also, you know.
Yeah.
That would really, really help you as well. But you must love to. There are six things yourself also. So you have the Mercury Saturn aspect, which is the discipline to finish what you start, even though you get bored so fast, you know.
Mhm.
Yeah. What do you do, by the way?
I'm doing real estate right now. I retired from a engineering background.
Yeah, see, the engineering background is that technical. Leonardo da Vinci was also born Mars in Aquarius. And that Mercury Saturn is when you're very versatile and you can do several things and do them well. The only thing is, I mean, you also have this Moon Neptune aspect, which makes you a bit of an escapist also, you know, like in film industry and movie industry. And it's actually when you do your own video editing and all that. As the technology is coming up, I think you'll really get more and more involved with that. And you do have that Jupiter and Leo as well. So the planets are moving up. So I think you should become more and more involved with technology, with the videos and the production part of it, you know.
Well, I'm trying to put the technology behind me. I've done a number of publications.
Actually, you're right. The technology is too slow. Actually, you know, that makes you like a technician. Every time you're doing, you should be able to just, like, you need not structured, like something like, you need something like Mac. You can immediately just apply the knowledge, you know.
Right.
But end of this year, throughout next year, is fantastic for you. In fact,
the end of this year?
A lot of money. I would suggest you should really focus on making money this year.
Mm-hmm.
If you're coming to 8th house from now to about next summer, it's fantastic. And in fact, you should do something on the internet so you can make money while you're sleeping. But again, that's all the time we have. And next Wednesday, I won't be in, but I will be here the week after that.
Would you take us a moment and look at the Venus-Neptune-Moon arrangement?
We don't have too much time, but I'll just tell you one thing. You don't have a Venus-Moon, but you do have a Venus-Neptune trine, which makes a person very idealistic. I mean, you love the person. See, you are drawn to these impossible type relationships. It's an extreme romantic and idealistic placement.
Oh, you're right. I've given up on the mundane aspect of that.
So you keep falling in love with the illusion the person projects, rather than falling into the
reality. Yeah, I know, yeah.
And, yeah. You can always call us, by the way, at 416.
Okay, well, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. That's all the time we have, and thank you very much. And my thanks to Don also. I hope you had a great move. And in Paradise, California, just a name. I think it's so thrilling. It's so
thank you. I know we're going to love it.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, Don. And this is Hassan Jaffer signing off for...
And Ingrid.
Oh, yes. Signing
off.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.